In my reflection for 1946, I should be in Shillelagh Church in County Wicklow. A wonderful building, spectacularly sited over the town, and full of associations, as I think of mentioning in an earlier talk, Gladstone's famous visit there, worshipping there, not long after disestablishment. One wonders about the reception he got. I think of a more recent ex-politician, Trevor Sargent, who was ordained deacon there. I think of the most unusual vestry in Shillelagh, which is downstairs beneath the sanctuary and requires a perilous navigation of the steps, robed to get up to start the service. And another thing I love about Shillelagh is the elevation of the sanctuary, the sense of height as you go up towards the east end. And it's a lovely example of how one's eye and one's heart should be lifted as one approaches worship and Eucharist. But back to 1946. In 1946, the government established another iconic company, which was all about making Ireland more self-sufficient in terms of its basic needs. We've mentioned already electricity and sugar. 1946 brought Bord na Mona through the Turf Development Act of that year, and envisaged a great new and even industrialised future for the bogs, with milled peat that could be turned into briquettes in large factories, one well-known one near Littleton, that it could be used in power stations, that even railways would be constructed with their little light engines, because railways, narrow gauge railways, were the best way of moving newly cut fuel across the bogs. Railway enthusiasts sometimes forget that one of the finest Irish narrow gauge systems has actually been the Bord na Mona lines, which of course will probably be not there much longer. Great employment was given in the Midlands and in the power stations dependent on turf. There was a sense of emerging fuel security when coal was short after the war. Turf didn't prove so good, mind you, at fueling the boilers of mainline railway engines, which ran extremely sluggishly when turf was used. And one of the great challenges for railway locomotive designers in Ireland was how to produce a turf-burning locomotive that would actually be efficient. But that was displaced by dieselisation later on, that project. And for many decades, there was wonderful advertising domestically of how open turf fires made homes homely. Your house is not a home if it hasn't got the real turf fire, sort of thing. How all has changed. Turf, which even survived the Mary Harney smoky fuel ban that began in the Dublin of the 1980s, is deemed to have a more perilous environmental impact than a lot of other solid fuel. Bogs have become exhausted. Soon the great turf industry will, like the beet, be no more, and the distinctive smell and the bales of briquettes will be gone. Some private people will continue, of course, to maintain ancient rights to cut turf, but mass production will be over. Bord na Mona is already moving into alternative activities, renewable energy development, wind farms, ecotourism, biomass fuel production. That's the way it's going. The Bord na Mona story, which began in 1946, is a fascinating combination of the social history of an Ireland recovering from the war and seeking fuel security using our own resources, and on the other hand, today's coalface, if you forgive the pun, encounter with profound environmental challenges.